What are the beams in a shell called?
Yeah.
The inner shell. I don't know. The meat pockets. That's what we've been saying. That's what we've been trying to say.
Gross. So you had a strong case until you said the meat pockets.
No,
again.
I said that already. You guys just weren't listening when
you doubled
said
down
it
on it.
I don't like the term meat pocket.
You're a meat pocket.
Yeah. Coming to you all the way from Norfolk, Virginia, Go On Podcast presents How Embarrassing with Molly and Joe.
Meat pockets. Welcome to How Embarrassing. It's the podcast about all of our embarrassing lives. My name's Molly.
My name's Jeff.
And that over there, that's producer Matt Cullen. Hell yeah. Welcome to the dog pound, ladies. Bitches, get in here. Because it's the dog pound.
Wow.
Woo, woo. How's your week been?
Pretty good. I mean, I feel like that was a little misogynistic.
I gotta say,
it is Women's History Month.
I lean misogynistic automatically, and it's not good to me.
We have been terrible about the months this year. We didn't have...
We had
one black person on once in Black History Month, and then no women for Women's History Month.
What do you call me? A duck?
Well, if it quacks like a duck.
Yeah. Smells like a duck.
I don't smell like a duck. Well,
what does
actually,
a duck even
maybe
smell like?
Pond. I probably smell kind of pondy.
But the water rolls off their backs.
Be a duck. Let it roll off your feathers. That's what my dad says every time I'm mad.
Oh. What is April? What month is April?
Showers.
My birthday.
Oh, your birthday month.
It's the Jeff month.
No, it's Asian Pacific Islander
month. Yeah, Pacific
month.
Islander month.
Okay.
It's also Jeff's big month.
And then what after April, everyone just gives up for the rest
May
of the year? I feel they're like, okay,
it's
we're going to do this. And they got like three.
Yeah, what is May?
Mother's Month.
No, that's one day.
June is the month
I don't
for
think
the
you should,
daddies.
I also don't think
Daddy.
You should like.
July, Daddy. America's month.
Should Jalopy. We be celebrating people for getting knocked up?
No.
August?
Actually, yes. I was thinking about this the other night. You know, have you heard about like dwindling populations like Japan? Like nobody's fucked in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a serious problem because nobody's paying into like Social Security.
Well,
nobody's working.
It's a serious problem because it's all dummies. Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
No.
Smart people aren't having kids. It's all the dumb idiots.
It's true.
Yeah,
and it's because of days like Mother's Day.
You seen the amount of babies that are squeezing out of my family? We're crawling with them. You want a bunch of this gene pool running around?
That's true.
I don't think so, honey.
That's going to be a real problem in Baltimore.
Oh my God, the streets will run rampant with lunatics. Absolute lunatics, I tell you, led by me, their queen.
I do feel like 90% of Baltimore is already related to you, though.
Definitely. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have such a big family.
It's a lot.
I think it's also that you all stayed in the same place.
Yeah.
Because, like, my family is all over.
Yeah.
My family's all in Bluefield.
So we don't talk to each other.
My dad's family, my dad's side of the family is a little more spread out, but still pretty, like,
yeah. They close. Made it all the way to like DC.
Yeah, like well, my dad grew up in DC,
right.
So we made it all the way to Baltimore. But I have like an uncle in South Carolina.
Whoa,
weird.
Yeah,
what a shitty place to live.
But he's here all the time, Uncle Paul.
I'm really
anti my hoodie
in
the blowfish. Uncle.
Polio Paul.
Yeah, Polio Paul.
Oh, rest in peace.
He's still alive. He laid in a tube. Wait, no, he did die, didn't he?
Yeah, Polio Paul.
Not my
did.
Uncle. My. Polio Paul.
Okay, yeah, he died.
What are you guys talking
there
about?
There was a guy who lived 72 years in one of those...
Iron lung.
Iron
lung.
Oh,
I saw that. I thought that was an onion
no,
article.
It was real.
No, it was real.
He had a TikTok towards the end, and he, like, people would ask him questions like, how do you go to the bathroom? I was like,
TikTok killed the...
polio star.
The polio star?
TikTok killed the
Do you know
polio
the first time
star?
I ever passed out, like... fainted down was
it was when you were in an iron lung.
It was in fifth grade, and we were reading a story about Wilma Rudolph, who had polio as a child, and I like it was my first spell of hypochondria. I started like getting polio, and then I fell out.
You put a blanket over your legs.
Yeah. then I fucking, I fell the fuck out.
Oh,
I thought I was
no.
dying. It was so scary. The That's first time sad. You ever pass out, it's really scary.
Oh, that was the first yeah. time you ever passed out?
Yes, that's what I said. That's crazy. What I pitched the whole story as.
Wow. That's I called never, framing it.
She framed it.
I reframed it.
Oh, because frames have four sides. You see
no, because
me.
I was mansplaining.
Because,
people probably didn't hear you because you're a woman. I know. Matt wanted to make sure
and
people listened.
And despite the fact that it's my month, everybody wants a piece of this or something. Yeah,
you know what that Radiohead song, Iron Lung, is about?
Yeah. Boy, a ball.
No, it's about their song Creep.
Is it?
Yeah, because like Creep was their like huge hit off their first album.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But they fucking hated it and they had to play it all the time and they were so sick of it.
I never knew
that.
It
was like keeping them alive.
Yeah.
But it also was like constricting them to that one box.
They wrote a song about another song.
Yeah. I mean, they got
on their second album.
That is so fucking stupid.
It's a good fucking song.
Okay. Well, I still think it
blows. Taylor Swift's never written a song about another song.
She might have. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
I know that song so well. I think I listened to it like on repeat at some point in my life. That's the one with like the cool breakdown where it's like bam 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 bam.
Sorry. We were talking about something that didn't interest me, so I need to change the topic. Hey, Jeff, there's a new tactile hobbyist in town.
Uh-oh.
And it's this girl.
Ooh, wait. Can Matt and I guess what you're doing?
Yeah. And it's tactical, so archery? Yeah.
I already done archery. Remember, do you remember when I used to
You started a hobby of selling weapons?
Remember when I used to be a professional archery instructor?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a world.
What a world we live in.
Are you Lord of War now? By the way, Lord of War 2... The original starring Nick Cage is classic with Jared Leto. LOW2 is going to have a woman Lord of War. They could do anything now.
Is it coming out this month?
I don't know when it's coming out.
I'm excited for the new Roadhouse.
It looks good. I turned to Bear. Oh, it looks good.
Me too. You hear me? I'm like, I'm excited for the new Roadhouse.
Oh, my God. People don't give enough credit to Roadhouse.
A cinematic masterpiece.
Never seen it.
He just did an episode of his podcast on it.
That podcast is only on Spotify, but he pays for it to be on everything else.
I guess. Wait, I don't pay attention.
He pays for it to be on Spotify?
He pays for it. He does the same service we do.
Yeah.
But it's only on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
And I keep telling him I won't listen to it if it's not on my Apple Podcast app.
Is the new one not on Apple Podcasts either?
No.
Oh.
I mean,
he just needs to email them and say, hey. Yeah.
You have to sign up for it.
He's paying for it.
Oh, boy.
I'm guessing that you are doing, what is that? It's called gem art or something. You like take little tiny like gems.
Oh, okay.
It's like.
Rhinestoning.
It's like, yeah, paint by numbers, but with little gems.
Is that correct?
Is that it?
No, it was almost that, but I thought the little gems would be really annoying for me.
Felching.
Wait.
Felching.
Slip of the tongue.
Ew.
Whoa.
Wait, am I thinking of something else?
I think so.
Okay.
Wait, felching or felting?
Felching.
No, yeah, felching is pretty gross.
Okay. What is it?
I think I'm thinking of something else.
Okay.
Does it involve dead bodies?
No.
What?
Okay. Never mind then.
Put that right there.
What the fuck are you thinking of?
There's like a term. I don't even want to say it on the podcast. It's gross.
We'll talk off
there. You can read right behind there.
Oh. Okay. But.
Oh.
Is
not
that
bad.
What you were thinking of?
I kind
of
didn't want to say it either out loud. It's maybe a little too raw for even this podcast.
Honestly, this podcast is classy.
Yeah.
We don't fuck with
that. I say we pivot and avoid this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felting.
So what was I saying?
No. Which is making felt?
Yeah.
Well, you might, or
like
or
little animals.
Or you could already have the felt and you make animals out of
it. Some people do it with their cat's fur.
Really?
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, I bet you Taylor Kinter would do that. I should hit her up and see. I bet she would. Former guest of the pod.
Okay, so it's not felching or diamond. gem.
No,
paint by numbers.
Gemming.
Paint by numbers.
Let's see.
Oh, it's just paint by numbers?
Felting. Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got paint by number.
You've been saying you've wanted to do that for a while.
I got a paint by number. I got a Taylor Swift coloring book.
Nice.
And I got a regular reading book.
Oh, well, that's just reading.
Yeah, that's reading. So that's like a hobby, but it's not that tactile.
That's cool. So
have you started your paint by numbers?
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm really scared.
How advanced is it?
Really advanced.
One I'm doing?
I went big. Yeah. With the the wood frame for the top and bottom too.
Oh, mine didn't come with the wood frame.
Mine came with a wood frame.
Holy shit.
They're mine all on sale at Michael's right now.
Oh. Mine was like $15 and it came with two.
Yeah. Mine was, I forget, but it was on sale.
Is it actual paint or?
Paint.
Yeah.
Really?
Not diamonds.
You didn't know I was doing one too? I'm almost done with mine.
But aren't you using like colored pencils or something?
No.
Paint. Actual paint. Yeah.
Jeff,
not watercolor.
I was looking everywhere for Woobles.
And
I couldn't find.
I think you have to go on their website.
Okay. I couldn't find any Woobles. I couldn't find any little crochet animals.
It's also Wobbles. It's not Woobles.
But I was going to get.
There's Woobles.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Globbles. Where'd my Globbles go?
Where I don't the know. Globbles? We washed them, didn't we?
Yeah.
So they're probably washed off somewhere.
Washed off.
Worshed now they're not sticky.
Maybe they are Woobles.
It's W-O-O-B-L-E-S.
Maybe they are.
But
anyway, I wanted...
M-O-O-G is pronounced Moog.
I almost got a...
Moog.
Can't argue with that.
I almost got a little loom because I was like, oh, I want to make...
It's pronounced loom.
I want to make Rosemary a hat.
Who's Rosemary?
My niece.
You had a niece? Congrats.
I almost said my daughter.
That's crazy.
You see how I played dumb? Because nobody knew who Rosemary was.
Everyone knew.
Nobody knows who Rosemary is.
No.
You know what, Matt?
I was reframing it.
You okay, so you have upped your editing game, and now you're upping your producing game, trying to keep us. You're trying to
listening.
Keep the choo-choo on the track. I see what you're doing.
He's just trying to remind us that we're not just talking to each other. And it's
how
being
many
recorded.
Can you tell me how many people listen to this podcast?
It's dwindled.
Let's wait till after the show to talk
tell
about sad
things. Tell
me now
how many people how many people listen to this fucking podcast.
You know, y'all have the login information yourself. You can
is
look
it
at
30?
It.
I don't want to know right now.
I do want to, because this is a true metric. We just recently, not in the probably two episodes ago, got 20,000 downloads.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, in terms of podcasts, most podcasts end by now.
Mm-hmm.
So statistically, we're top
notch.
But anyway, do 30 people listen? 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
30?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, 30. Hello to the How Embarrassing 30.
Wait, I just told you 20,000.
Yeah, but not
downloads
all at once.
All the episodes.
Man, you saw through my deception.
Yeah, you can't fool me. If we had 20,
shame on me.
If we had 20,000,
my duplicitous tongue, felching
stop.
Away.
Stop! You're not supposed to say it. We were pivoting. Did anyone?
Does it have to be an anus?
Yeah,
or it could be a vagina, right?
Ooh.
Stop it! Did anyone do anything embarrassing?
I did. So I hosted, and y'all were there, and you saw this. I hosted Brian Garrity's 50th birthday party.
Holy
Brian
shit.
Garrity,
happy
comedian,
birthday, Brian.
Former listener of the
pod. One of the 20K.
I doubt he's held on.
He wrote what I said on stage, so I had a writer. But I didn't put a space, so I was introducing somebody, and I kept going, and then... I went to the
you
next person. I didn't
next,
even know it.
You intro to below,
and
you
then Brian
fucking,
was like,
that's
next
the next
person.
One.
You
how
fucking
embarrassing.
Bombed in front of everyone.
Oh my God.
Shame on my duplicitous felching tongue.
Same on your duplicitous
tongue.
Why can't you talk today?
I don't know. My tongue's broken.
Your duplicitous tongue.
I think I cut my tongue on the tuna melt.
You know what I wish was like slightly less freaky that I would do in a heartbeat is bifurcate my tongue. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I
Matt,
don't like
you
it.
You can never do that.
Please don't
that
do
is
it.
Fucking sick.
It's but think about it.
It's not cool and it's not even like
See, these are the reactions that I. That's why I don't do it, because everybody's like, oh my God, who's
Matt,
your thinking
it would be horrible. You wouldn't talk normal. You would seem like a fucking freak.
You'd be like that one gate.
And if you're one of our 30 listeners and you have a bifurcated tongue, fuck you.
Molly, we can't be saying fuck you to our audience. They're dwindling.
29 listeners now. That, a snaker. I remember.
A snaker?
I remember one time I was going on a date.
With a hard R.
I was going on a date with a guy who had a pet snake, and for some reason it came up, and my dad went, Molly, you can't go out with a snaker.
I agree. I agree.
You can't go out with a snaker.
Oh. I do think something is weird about owning a snake.
Yeah.
Like, there's animals with fur.
Yeah, like, get those.
Yeah.
There's ones you don't have to have in a tank.
Right. And, I mean, if you go in, like, with reptile, there's better choices, too.
If you're one of the 29 listeners and you have a snake.
What reptile would you have over a snake?
I would have a bearded dragon.
Gecko!
Really? I would have a
bearded dragons get big.
I might be into snakes.
I had a friend who had a bearded dragon, but he just had a corner of his apartment that was like his cage. It wasn't a real cage. It was just like a place for him to chill, and the heat lamp was there.
Aren't bearded dragons highly toxic? You'll die.
That might have been the longest pause in the history of the experts. Or what podcast is this?
Won't you die? If you have a bearded dragon. Oh.
No, you're thinking of the
yeah. I was picturing Komodo.
How embarrassing.
And I don't think those are that crazy of a like poison either.
No, they have so much bacteria. If one bites you, you'll get a horrible infection and die. That's how intense their bact is.
So does that make it poisonous or venomous?
Poisonous. Neither. Venomous is they have venom. Poisonous is
just
it'll
toxic.
Kill you.
I don't think it's either.
It might not be either.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
No, I do that. Oh, Molly just hit her head off the microphone. Oh.
I just used my face to move my mic away from me.
My embarrassing story.
Yeah, go
yeah,
for it.
Please.
Is related to Matt's. It was at the same party. And this party was on in Norfolk in Ocean View. There's a huge parade.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Okay, Molly
has
answers.
We found the answer for the Komodo dragon. It is venom. It's got, so there's harmful bacteria, but in addition to that, it's also got venom that prevents the blood from clotting, which causes massive blood loss.
Jesus!
Damn.
Yeah, basically Komodo dragon is one of the worst ways to get all hurt.
And guess what? They have a forked tongue. Bifurcate.
What a fucking freak. If you're a Komodo dragon, turn off.
Oh my God, Molly, we're down to 20 now.
We had 9 Komodo dragons.
Yeah,
listening?
You didn't know that?
Shit, you guys can come back.
You gotta check the Instagram more often.
All right.
It's mostly dragons.
It's mostly Komodo dragons.
Wait, oh man, okay.
They're yucky.
This was like a myth or something, the toxic bacteria, because that I heard that before. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's not true. It's actual venom. And
but they do have harmful bacteria.
Doesn't everything?
Yeah, everything does.
Not
yeah.
as harmful as Komodos.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm going to open up my Komodo in the wintertime.
I just don't know if a goat is cleaner than a Komodo. Aren't Komodo dragons only on...
Where did goats come from?
Why are you bringing goats into this?
Why?
I just picked a random animal.
Wait,
what? Aren't they like only in the Galapagos Islands?
Don't I sound like Nancy Kerrigan when I do that?
Who?
Why? Why?
That's so stupid. Hey, that reminds me of a joke. What kind of reptile smells like shit?
Oh, wait.
Can we get to Jeff's story?
What kind of reptile smells like shit?
Is there like a...
Is it going to be something stupid like a toilet snake?
Basically,
that's
but
pretty good.
It has a relationship to what we were just talking about.
A Komodo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Komodo. dragon.
Oh!
Molly got it right, but didn't even get it.
I didn't even get it. So stupid.
All right, Jeff, tell your stupid story.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I bet it's good and not stupid.
It's kind of stupid.
He was at Jeff was at a party, and it was the party was in a bright gallery.
No, you skipped so far ahead.
Okay, no, you go. No, you go.
This is,
and there were fruit platters.
Our friend Brian's party was at...
Snap into a Slim Jim.
It was on the same night as the parade in Ocean View for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Facts.
A great
what do you do on that? You wake up early, go to the parade, and you start drinking at 9:30 in the morning, yeah. And you don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't stop, won't
and
stop.
And so I like... Mm-hmm. I was drinking all day, but like a good level that I wasn't like shit faced or anything.
So says you.
But about 20 minutes before we went to the party,
yeah,
I might have smoked a little joint. And
oh, I forgot you did this.
Yeah. And it like
Jeff done got himself.
I don't like smoking weed and then going out to anything social,
yeah,
or where there's a lot of people. I don't know what I was thinking.
So drinking and smoking, they call it crossfaded.
Yes, I was crossfaded off the nanos.
And holy shit.
And
Jeff was so crossfaded, he was like, somebody come bifurcate my tongue. I'm like, Jeff, you don't want that.
That's for fucking freaks. Matt, if you ever did that, I would sew it back up. I would do it myself. I would say, I'm doing this out of love.
She's going to learn how to crochet your tongue.
I love and respect you, and I will be sewing that tongue back together.
Oh, my God.
She's got a wobble kit for your tongue.
Yeah, I'm going to wobble a tongue.
But I don't think I was, like, looking back on it, I don't think I was, like, all of a sudden too fucked up.
No.
No, but as we were walking.
I was
walking,
just very talkative
as
while
we were
walking there.
Jeff was getting, like, more and more, like, oh, guys, okay, I done it.
I was getting paranoid.
Like, he was getting really, like,
yeah. I got
vocal
very paranoid
about how he was cross-faded.
And the walk there was very short.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we were there, and we were walking into a very bright and lovely art gallery.
A grown-up party.
Yeah. A grown-up party.
I didn't quite, and I get it was a 50th birthday party. I didn't quite realize like how lovely it would be.
Most of our friends are kind of trashy and like dive bars.
Yeah. There was fruit on the table.
There was fruit on the table. There was art on the walls. Like,
I had a blueberry.
So we walk in and like Brian's greeting people at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
I
a douche.
I like start talking to him, and I don't know if I in my head.
Uh oh.
And by the way, this is a party. My parents were deemed too drunk to go to.
Were they by themselves?
They self-selected.
Okay, I think they just were.
And it was
not
most,
trying to go out.
Well, it was mostly old yeah. MK. And,
yeah.
You know, Pat. He's her supervisor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
AKA husband.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah, no.
But I was, like, talking to Brian, and I swear that he, like, after, like, a minute of conversation, he was like, oh, you need to go get some food. There's food upstairs. Go have some. And I thought he gave me that look that was like, you need to sober up now.
Jeff, no.
So in my head, I was like, got you. Understood.
I'm surprised.
So sorry.
I'm surprised you didn't just go home, like walk.
I
home.
Really thought
I
about it.
I could see you doing that.
I like, I went upstairs. I found like a seltzer, non-alcoholic seltzer. Filled my plate with food, which was delicious.
Good.
Great barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And like ate and was like too scared to go back downstairs for a while. But then everyone went back downstairs. And
yeah.
There was like only one seat available at all the tables. And it was like, right next to Brian at his party, and I was like, I think I'm fine. I'm gonna go sit there.
Yeah.
I wanna sit and eat my food. And like while eating the whole time, I was like, oh, Brian's like, so Brian. Mad at me. I can't believe I'm making it. Like, it's his fucking birthday party,
yeah.
And now he has to worry about me. I'm
oh
such
my God.
An asshole.
Yeah.
And then about 30 minutes after I arrived, I was like, I felt totally fine.
Yeah.
And like went back to drinking beer. And then, later at the end of the night, at the after party, I think I had someone else ask because I was so embarrassed, ask Brian if I was too drunk.
Oh.
And he was like, I don't know. No, I just was telling you to get some food. We had a lot of food.
He ordered a lot of food. He was worried that he had ordered too much food. So he was telling everyone to, like, please go get food.
Yeah. I thought he was calling me out for being fucked up at his party.
That's a Molly Graham move. That's something I would get paranoid about.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, what am I doing here? That. Like, ruining a friend's birthday party, like a big moment. In a very nice establishment, and it's like, I was like, I didn't dress up for this, but luckily, the only green shirt I had for the parade was a button-up, so I was kind of dressed up for it.
You did look classy.
I would have loved it if you did go home, and then Brian was like, hey, why don't you stick around my party? And you were like, you told me to get food!
Yeah. That would have been the answer.
You asked me to please enjoy the food!
Yeah, and have a good time, and I'm like, well, how am I supposed to react to that? I went home.
But yeah, in my head, I was, for the first 30 minutes, I was just like, oh my God. And then when I went up to get food, his parents were up there and I'd never met them before. And so I was like talking to them. They're lovely people. But in my head, I was like, he texted them about me.
Yeah.
I thought like everyone was like looking at me.
Well,
and
you
felt
know
like,
what?
This is why I don't smoke weed before I go to like public things.
Yeah. Do you know
especially
what happened
bright
to me at
public
that party?
Ugh. No, you go.
So
that was my story.
When I was at that party, I was doing fine. So I showed up and like we said, we had been kind of out drinking all day, but it was like very well paced. So like none
good.
Of us
right.
were super fucked up.
Right.
But I showed up and Brian had asked me to roast him.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't really give an answer. Like we're doing the parade. Like, I don't know if I'll be performance ready. So we get there and I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't prepare anything. And then it's me. So, of course, I'm like, I can't blow this. So I sat down and wrote like 4 roast jokes just in my chair. And I was like, never mind. I'll do it. Because
that's why they were so shitty.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they weren't bad.
Being cruel. Exactly. Being cruel comes easy to me. So I wrote down like, 4 or 5 roast jokes. And Bobby was the one hired to be my backup to take my place should I fall in battle. And so I was like, Bobby, let's just tag team it. Like, we'll go up there, we'll pass the mic. So we do that and everything's fine. But like performing no matter what, I get like adrenaline going.
Sure.
And we had been drinking all day and I also on the way there had drank a Celsius. Which is like doing cocaine. It is a crazy energy
is that
drink.
Mercury? Has he got real mercury in it?
Yeah, I drank real mercury.
That'll fuck you up.
You've never had a Celsius?
No.
Oh, they're great.
It'll make your heart explode.
What is it? It's a caffeine thing.
It's an energy
but
drink.
It's like a healthier, like not met sugar or crazy shit in
but
it.
It'll make
it's
your
like,
heart explode.
It's almost like a pre it's almost like a pre
workout.
Like you're supposed to drink it, then go to the gym and like fuck your life up.
I want
to
drink it and then fuck.
Yeah. But so I had a Celsius and then afterward it was pretty hot in there and I'm sitting at the table and like my heart rate was just not coming down.
Oh no.
And it was like
nervous
I said,
and
small room, like not a lot. There was one exit and the only exit, like the only way to leave would have been for me to stand up in front of everyone, walk in front of everyone out the door and have to explain like, I'm not feeling well. I have to go. So I went upstairs. I had like my head in the freezer upstairs.
Oh my God.
And I was worried about myself.
You guys talking about me being a freak with a forked tongue? Y'all the freaks.
I didn't do anything. Everything was in my head. I acted very normal to everyone.
I started having a complete panic attack. I'm like chugging waters like my God, like am I gonna die at Brian's birthday party? And so I'm chugging waters and finally Barrett came upstairs. Barrett, bless his heart, took his Fitbit off and puts it on my wrist and is like tracking my heart rate. My heart rate was at like 115, which is
That's like working out.
So like I'm like sitting there, my heart rate's going. Barrett's tracking my heart rate on his fucking Fitbit. And he's like, okay, deep breath. And then he'd be like, okay, it's down.
That's not how you get out of that state.
I know.
State.
He'd be like, it's down.
It's going back up.
Really. He'd be like, it's down. It's 108. We're good. Oh, okay. Back up to 111. Okay.
That's pretty darn sweet, I gotta say.
It was very sweet, but we were both like, what are we gonna do? We're both like, I'm gonna die. Barrett's gonna have to haul my body down these stairs. Like, we're just like, oh my God. And then I got home and I felt so sick. Like,
Jesus.
Because you guys left like as soon as the like ceremony ended.
The second it ended, I walked out because I was like, I'm not well. Like, something is gonna happen to me. So we get home and we're like sitting in bed and I'm like, I'm okay. And I'm like sitting there. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm not okay. And I threw up.
Oh, no.
I had a trash can, but I barfed.
Oh, you didn't even get out of bed.
I made it downstairs, but I had my trash. Like, I didn't, like.
Did you eat any of Brian's food?
I did.
Okay, good.
But it was like, I think the food and then the panic attack and then all the water I was drinking, like, it just all, it was a mess.
Yeah.
Sounds sick.
It when was I first really bad. I was like, I should have just stayed home today.
I mean, y'all seem pretty darn normal to me, so this is really weird.
We weren't that drunk. Well, Jeff was really high.
I was really high.
I wasn't very drunk.
You were technically very high, too, just on caffeine.
Yeah. So, like all I had was that energy drink that hit me so hard. I was like, holy fuck.
That's so funny.
So if any of our 30 listeners also had an experience like this at Brian's birthday party, right, please send us an email, like, howembarrassingpodcast@gmail.com.
Because like, I was like, I need to leave. I was like, but if I like throw up, people are going to think it's because I'm wasted. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? There was no way for me to not seem wasted.
It was on St. Patty's Day.
I was like, I'm legitimately very
also
ill.
Brian, fuck you. Don't have a birthday party on St. Patty's Day.
It was
fucking
fun,
prick.
But it was not, it was too hot in there for old panic attack.
It was hot. Yeah, it was hot. Yeah.
That was fun. Once I calm down.
You're
chugging water right now?
I had water pouring down my face. Yeah, now I'm chugging.
Is that a new Stanley cup?
Nope, I've had it.
It looks brand new. Look,
I got it for Christmas in my work gift exchange.
Should we do an ad break?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we've been talking for 900 years.
Right?
And then I could tell the other story.
Hey guys, welcome to the party.
Hi.
Thanks for having us. It's always good to see you.
Yeah, you too, you too. You know, so drinks are in the cooler over there. And
great.
We got some pizza upstairs.
Okay,
and,
awesome.
You know, help yourself, please.
Hell yeah, I love pizza.
Internal monologue. Oh my God, did you hear how he said drinks are over there? He knows that you sharted your pants, Matt. He knows that you sharted your pants. Everyone can smell it.
Hey, Matt, what's going on? You seem kind of in your head.
Nah, I'm having a great time.
All right, well, you want a slice?
Internal monologue. She said, slice. Slice, as in my butt crack. She knows that anal leakage is just flowing out of my butt crack like Niagara Falls.
Okay, so no or yes or...
Oh, did I not answer you?
No.
I'm sorry. I just have been a little distracted at work.
Okay, you're just going to stick with a brew dog then?
Brew dog? Internal monologue? She said brew dog? She knows that I got a little brown wiener schnitzel dog coming out my butthole. That's a brew dog. And it smells like a Guinness.
Also, yeah, just if you have to use the bathroom, there's like kind of like a trick to the toilet. You just
okay, I shorted my pants. You got me.
What?
Are you proud of yourself now, big boy?
We were just trying to make sure you were having a good time.
I'm leaving. Slam.
Oh my God. Well, what just happened?
Has this ever happened to you?
No.
Have you ever had a friend with strange behavior leave a party suddenly and you just wish you could get a glimpse into their internal monologue? Do I have a product for you?
I didn't answer that question.
Next time you have a party, you should put this hat on all your friends and it'll make all their thoughts go from indoor thoughts to outdoor thoughts. Check out this testimony clip from when we tried it.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I don't want anyone to see my boner.
I haven't put the hat on yet.
Shit. I guess I'll put this hat on.
Put it on your boner, you bone loser. Go bite and get your tongue, you dick.
I guess I'll just cover up my boner with this hat. Thanks, bye.
I sharted my pants again.
Why do you keep doing that?
Truth telling hats. 1999.
Get them for your boners. Your boner. What if you put it on your boner? It's like, fucking.
It's like a dune bucket.
Just start saying yes and no to all the people around you. Yes, yes, no.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
No.
With a bag on that
head. Komodo dragon.
Yeah, the hat is called a Komodo dragon.
Yeah. What? Get it. What? Get it.
Hey, are we going to play that fucking game that you made?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. I thought this episode was going to be the game.
Ah, no. I was just talking to Molly about that. I need to get back into it. I've been too into music, and that's all I've been doing lately.
You know what they say when
we're playing Music League? Shout out Matt Holman for introducing it to me.
You know what they say when words fail, music speaks.
Yeah.
Well, I've always said, like, the thing about music is when it hits you, you feel no pain.
So, Molly, I believe you had one more short embarrassing story about that same day that Matt and I had.
Yeah,
I guess you have two since you already told one about that day. But we're going to rewind back into the parade time.
Rewind.
Rewind.
What is that from?
Hamilton.
Oh, fuck off.
But... yeah, I didn't expect to tell that story about feeling sick at Brian's birthday party, but
it was good.
I know, sorry.
It made me feel better about myself.
I felt really sick, but it made me feel better that no one noticed that I was really sick upstairs.
Same. I really thought I was ruining the party until I found out that everyone was like, no, you're just your normal self. It's like, maybe I'm always ruining
And people
things.
Are kind of used to me Irish goodbying, so that worked too. But I did look at someone as I left because they were like, where are you going? And I was like,
shut the fuck up.
I went.
Die.
I feel so fucking sick. Just like faded into the night.
Who was it? Was Brian's kid?
No, I think it was Trip, who also didn't look so good. So
yeah.
But anyway, we were at the parade in the morning and my parents were in town. It was my dad's birthday.
Oh my God. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Papa Graham.
One of 30.
So we were having a great time. And during the parade, this float comes by for the Norfolk Animal and Care Shelter.
Ooh la la.
And that's Crispy's caretakers. So they've been with us through everything. They rescued Crispy. They helped us. Most importantly, they helped us out when we were trying to figure out what to do with Crispy when he did meth. But they
it's
very true.
They like, you know, that's where Crispy came from. They know everything about him. They followed his story. And we're standing there on the bleachers and I'm like, oh, Norfolk Animal Care Shelter. We're like, hey, like just wait, you know, in a parade, you just like wave. You're like, yeah, woo-hoo.
Yeah. And then like when it's something you actually know, you like get a little more excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just like, yeah, like Crispy. It's me and Barrett standing there. And the woman driving the van, like everyone's just waving like, hey. The woman practically slams on the brakes of this parade van.
Yeah, she did a double take.
Double takes and like stops the van and just points right at us and is like, yeah!
It's you!
Like, we got recognized so immediately for having our fucked up weird dog. They were like, Crispy! We're like, that's a...
I guess they didn't put a lot of faith that you would like... keep it from dying.
I know.
Well, I think after the meth situation.
Barrett, of course, once again, sweet, sweet Barrett Sigmund is just like, well, they follow us on Instagram. Like, yeah, or we have had some very memorable medical incidents with our dog.
Or you bought a skinless dog and then fed a meth.
Yeah. It could have been the skinless meth dog or that they just follow us on Instagram.
Crispy, the skinless meth dog.
Literally, she like did a double take, hit the brakes on the parade and was like,
She like... she was shocked and pointed and like knew.
My parents could not stop laughing. They were like, I cannot believe the animal shelter people recognized you.
The whole group there was hysterically laughing.
My dad was
that.
Like, do you know how many animals go through a city animal shelter?
Yes. It's not like Crispy's like the first and only dog they've done. He's one of a million.
It's not like he's the only fucked up dog that animal shelter has seen.
But she knew.
She knew. She said, these motherfuckers.
It is so funny. Oh,
she said,
God.
I sold them that dog for half price. He was 50% off.
Well, he had no skin.
Yeah, I think fur's actually.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It should have been.
If I buy a chicken breast and it has no skin, I want half off.
Yeah.
It should be 75% off.
Oh my God.
For being honest.
That was a great, it was a joyous moment, but it is, it's just funny the recognition that that little guy has
gotten.
Did
you try to give him away?
He's a sweet boy.
It's like, oh, you like him so much, you can have him.
Crispy?
Well, yeah.
He wasn't at the parade.
Never. What? If Crispy, no, Crispy wasn't there. It was just
they just saw Molly's face.
Me and Barrett. They did not. Crispy was not with us.
So when she pointed and said Crispy, she was pointing at you and saying Crispy.
She just recognized us as the sad sacks who they pawned Crispy off on.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one that took that freak. Yeah, Crispy was not present.
You need to take Crispy on like Dr. Phil. Yeah.
Is Dr. Phil still on?
I hope not. That guy's a piece of
or
shit.
Or Pet Psychic.
What's that?
What is that?
Well, how come? Okay. So Pet how come Psychic. You're so pro Crispy on Dr. Phil, but you're not pro me getting a DNA test for Crispy? Like, it's hard to tell with Jeff, like, what he'll get excited about
it
and
is.
What he'll be like, why are you doing that?
Crispy sitting in a chair on Dr. Phil while Dr. Phil tells him that he needs to get a job and he needs to.
With little glasses on.
Yeah, that's cute and adorable. Just getting a test that probably doesn't actually do shit and gives you random results is boring and a waste of money.
Huh, okay.
I agree. I think that'd be a fun game to play is like we name trends or popular things and see if Jeff likes them or not.
I love
Should we play
Matt's
that game now?
Segue skills. Yeah, don't turn around.
I was going to say I have
Don't turn around.
Okay. Should we go into a commercial break to get to games and segments?
Segments and games?
Oh, commercial break.
Oh.
Is your dog on meth?
Sure is.
Do you need help? Getting your dog off of meth?
No, I know how.
Oh.
Just kidding, yes. Tell me what.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need the sarcasm. This is a commercial.
Sorry.
You have a script. You're just an actor.
I was trying to add.
You need to read the script.
I was taking liberties. I've taken a lot of improv classes. I want to put those skills to the test.
Well, that's great, but we
liberty,
paid writers.
Liberty,
for,
liberty,
who the fuck is
liberty.
This?
Liberty.
Oh, my God.
You're an hour early. What are you doing here?
Where the I'm fuck here for the is commercial? The emu?
Ah, I left the emu in the limo. Emu limo.
Emu limo. And that.
Why are you saying emu limo like that's a thing?
I was trying to make it rhyme, but it's too much of a slant rhyme.
Then he did the time.
It's not going to work. I'm sorry I interrupted your commercial.
End of the commercial.
Well,
let's go to the game.
No.
What?
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 I know it's frustrating to schedule commercials because you try to schedule them all at once and you have people come in at the same time just starting their commercials.
What?
We have the what lady here early also.
What?
If you need help scheduling, check out scheduler.com.
Okay.
Hard R.
It's not scheduler.
No, schedule is a different.
We're
not sponsored by them.
Okay, cool.
So
I have a
there's
question.
Something behind my head.
Well, there
no,
was
nothing.
And then Matt.
Bow, wow.
Let's play. Yeah, Jeff Smasher Pass.
Smasher Pass. That's
edition.
A good. That's a good name for it.
For the trend.
Matt got really excited about that.
We're going to give you a trend.
He perked up when you said Smasher
Pass.
We're
going to give you a trend, and you got a real
smash
quick.
Smash is good?
Smash is good. Pass is no thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Smash like fuck?
Yeah, like, oh, I love it.
Okay.
All right. You ready, Matt?
Ready.
Okay. First trend, hitting someone in the face with a tortilla while they have a mouthful of water.
Okay. I do know this trend. And I'm a fan.
Smash. All right, Matt.
I think it's funny.
Grimace and the Grimace Shake.
Pass. I don't get it. I don't think it's a real dance. I've never seen one person do it anywhere close to the other person. I think it's not a real thing, and it should be called the Grinch, not Grimace.
All right. Give me one margarita, I'll open my legs.
The original video.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Okay.
Song, very funny.
Yeah.
Smash.
All together a smash.
All right. Blackout Rage Gallons.
Oh, I don't think I'm familiar
Borgs,
with this one.
Borgs.
All right. So kids take a gallon like jug. Kids on college campuses that, you know, like drinking. And they just pour in like half vodka, half water, like a little Kool-Aid, whatever they want. And they just carry around campus and they name them like Ernest Borgnine.
It's like a day drinking thing. Remember me and Tripp were thinking of Borg names for a while?
Yeah. So, I mean.
What'd you come up with?
Oh, we have a whole shared note. What are you doing, Step Borg?
I think I only know about this because Tripp does have a drink that he brings to the beach on beach days.
Borg, yeah.
And I don't know what he calls it. I forget.
He probably calls it a Borg.
Is it not just called Jungle Juice anymore?
It's not.
It's the new. It's the new.
It's portable Jungle Juice.
Portable Jungle Juice.
And they say it's more like roofie proof because you can control what's going in it.
Okay, well, I like that.
Yeah, kids are all about safety these days.
Back with their blackout machine.
Back in my day, we didn't know what we were drinking.
We roofied ourselves.
Yeah.
You gotta smash or pass.
Do I have to smash or pass? I can't mid.
No, it's okay. Either a yes or a no.
Mid it. Oh my god.
I guess I'm gonna have to smash. I'm not a big fan of naming them.
It's the name that makes it lame.
Yeah.
All right. How about when you go through a drive-thru and you order an ice cream cone and you grab the cone by the ice cream?
and then you throw it at the other person?
Yeah.
Like when they're like, oh, I actually ordered vanilla.
Yeah, I wanted vanilla. And they grab it and they chuck it. And they throw it at their coworker.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
The way it slams into their faces is very funny to me. I'm kind of shocked of how, like, it's almost like Play-Doh. I don't know.
So that's a smash.
That's a smash.
All right. Bed bugs.
Ew.
In general?
is that a trend?
Yeah.
In France it is.
Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. The bed bugs of Paris.
Oh, well, I'm not really sure.
Bed bugs of Paris.
Walking with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Oh,
bed bugs of Paris. I'm a fan of that song.
Okay, all right.
I like that parody of Werewolves in London. I don't really know too much about it. What I am a fan of, if we're talking France and Paris,
okay,
is all those protests where they've been like flinging shit into government buildings. All
Ew.
The farmers. Do you not know about this?
No, I haven't seen that.
No.
So, like, they're taking all their, like, manure trucks that, like, you know, like,
yeah.
spread manure over an entire field. Mm-hmm. So it's like a catapult system almost, or like a cannon.
Okay.
And they're driving down the streets and, like,
fuck
in front,
yeah.
and they're just covering government buildings
with shit.
And there's some videos where they, like, hit a window and it opened the window when they did it, and then they reverse and they just stop there and they just start filling this government because they're taxing farmers too high.
Oh my god.
They're driving down highways and just unloading fucking manure all over the highway to stop traffic and shit. I mean, this is old news, this is like 3 months ago, but I'm a big fan of that. Hopefully that's not where the bed bugs came from.
What about girl dinner?
Ooh.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, so it's the TikTok trend where someone will be like, ooh, girl dinner, and it's just like a picture of the Hawkeye from The Bear. Or like...
Or a piece of a chip.
Or like...
A LaCroix.
Or like a six-pack of... White Claw and a vibrator. And they're like, girl dinner.
I feel like everything you guys said was very different from each other. Matt was making fun of like not really eating anything.
Yeah, it's kind of both. It's like, okay. It's like,
and you were saying more of like,
it's
sex.
The trend of just like, yeah, not eating. It started as like,
is it like a first date type thing where you're like, oh, I don't want to eat because then I'll poop out of my vagina while getting fucked?
Girl dinner started, I think.
It's definitely not that, but it's all the other stuff we talked about.
Girl dinner started as joking about like how girls who live alone, for dinner, you'll just get like,
a block of cheese.
You'll have like, a block of cheese, a handful of cracker, like just random shit piled from your pantry. You don't really cook.
That's a thing?
You just have girl dinner. Yeah.
Girls can cook.
Yeah, but if you live alone, and
thank you for the allowance.
It's the effort is just not.
I'm gonna pass. This is misogynistic, and I'm not doing this during Women's History Month.
Hey, hell yeah!
Ozempic.
Yeah.
Is that the weight loss pill?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a shot.
I'm gonna. Oh, it's a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an
hard
injection.
Pass. Hard pass.
Okay, I'll take his portion.
Okay.
I'll have what he's not having.
Girl dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would be like a vial of Ozempic and be like, girl dinner.
That's funny.
Yeah. Some of them are funnier than others.
But no, don't take medication to lose weight.
Okay.
Why?
I'm kind of anti-medication for things that you can do yourself.
What if you can't?
I mean, I understand there are like different things that like... make it hard for you to lose weight.
Yeah, like beer disorders and pizza and stuff. Is good. Oh. Oh, sorry.
No, but like thyroid shit and stuff. So, I mean, but if it's not bad for your health, like if the outcome is bad for your health, then yeah, get on medication or your mental health. But like,
okay,
I don't know.
This is getting too, I don't too like, real and boring. Yeah. That was smash or pass, everybody. Next week, we'll do Matt Cole's smash or pass.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Okay, bye.
Jeff's like, hey, I like talking for 15 minutes by myself.
Right?
Well,
fun. We've gotten to the plugs portion of the podcast, Aruni.
Oh, we're there already?
Yeah. We've been going at this.
We're 55 minutes in.
Yeah. So, Unless you have
I had a game.
What game do you have?
I don't know. I was just going to do what I heard on Threedom this week.
Do you have anything you want to plug, Jeff?
Oh, I don't think so.
He always gets mad when I don't ask him, and then when I do ask him,
well, I think about what
it's the first time I've ever asked.
Smash or pass plugs.
Yeah, is it plugs? Smash or pass?
No, I'll smash, but like I feel like I usually like think about what I want to say while you talk about.
Do you want me to talk about?
Yeah, you go ahead first.
Okay,
and I'll listen really hard. Matt, you wanna?
I'm good.
Okay, so this episode comes out on Wednesday tonight. At
Wednesday-ish.
Oh.
We have another one in the can.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh.
Well, if this comes out on Wednesday.
What's that behind you? Is that a bug?
Which is it not?
On the floor? What is that? It looks like a poop or a bug.
Ah! Yeah, it's a poop bug. No, it's stink like a bug. It's a nub from something.
Stink, it's from the chair.
Stink bug.
Okay,
it's a
so
commode.
No, it's a
if this
dragon.
Comes out on Wednesday, March 20th, tonight I am doing the open mic stand-up night at Maison Soleil.
Oh, man, you crushed it.
Maison Soleil.
Oh, wait, I want to see that. I'm free.
7 p.m.
Where
on
is
Wednesday.
That?
Yeah, where is it?
It's right on Collie Avenue. It's where, it's right next to the Cat Cafe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've never heard of this place.
Thursday the 21st, we have the Reaver Beavers Girls Month improv show at Reaver Norfolk.
Reaver Beaver.
That's at 7 p.m. And on Saturday, I am doing a stand-up comedy showcase at
all the this is in the past.
I know, this episode really is fucking me not coming
I can
out
I can cut it and put it at the end of another.
Yeah, put this at the end of a different, your new editing technique.
That's going to get real confusing.
Saturday, March 23rd, I'm doing a stand-up comedy showcase at the Red Crab in Hampton, everybody. It's right near the AMC Theater, so you can catch a movie, come catch my set, get some boiled shrimp.
Is that where we saw Oppenheimer, Barbieheimer? Yep. Oh, nice. That's a cool theater.
And that's at 7 p.m. as well. And I think that's all. Oh. No, Friday night there's an improv social at Vessel, so come check that out at 7:30.
Nice. Is Vessel a Christian place, like the Vessel of Christ? Or?
Yeah, it's the Vessel of Christ.
Okay.
No, it's a coffee shop right next to the Birch.
Because Jesus drank coffee
out
of a vessel.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he did. I don't think coffee was in that area.
That's
at that
true.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are all my plugs.
Oh, all right, Jeff, but, remember something.
Well, more going off Molly's plugs. You know how like.
Classic Jeff.
I know, those are all my plugs, and it's four things that are all happening this week. So unfortunately, it's in the past.
Or last week.
But
yeah, last week.
I'd just say that, you know, like on TikTok and Reels and whatever, like all the stand-up comedians just show their like crowd work or heckler content so that they don't have to like put on
blow their jokes.
Yeah, blow their Reif. Jokes on that. Yeah.
Matt Reif.
Really everyone. It's a smart move.
Molly Reif.
But I thought we could just maybe play some of the crowd work and recording that you made just to give someone a little teaser.
Oh,
of your,
okay. You want to see my plugs?
Yeah, I think I think that you should. We should just play that clip of her doing the crowd work.
Yeah, you ready? All right, play.
Hey, you. So what? I'm sorry. Are you married, ma'am?
Yeah, that's my husband right here.
That's your husband?
Hey, fuck you. I'm a burn victim.
Hey,
burn
fuck victim. You. It's Women's History Month. I'm right always.
Jesus Christ, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm never coming again. She's bad.
Goodbye, idiots. I don't want any woke losers at my show anyway.
I hope you get caught in a fire like I did.
I hope you get caught in my pussy. Ow, ow!
Wait, are you for real?
Yeah.
Honey!
Well, we've been looking for a third.
Let's do this, baby.
Just for
burn, baby, burn.
So yeah, if you caught that clip, that's more of that to come at these mics that you may or may not have missed or are coming to see.
I'm gonna see him. Remind me though. I have to put it in my calendar.
I'll send it to the group chat.
Send it to the chat.
I am working on my spreadsheet of the best albums of 2022.
I'm sorry.
I am
of
done
what
with
year?
2022.
All right.
I have gotten through all the top 100 album playlists that I've listened to. I'm not doing anymore.
That's king shit.
So right now on my spreadsheet, I think I have 60 albums that I did like.
Yes.
I like something from it, and I need to add more. And I got to figure out the ranking system.
Are you gonna alphabetize them, or are you gonna go by the main colors in their artwork?
I'm going by the ranking of my liking it.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I have to figure out that.
Yeah,
so
that'll be easy for other people.
I'm also
people
using
to
this opportunity to really start learning Excel more.
Nice.
You know?
You should take an Excel training class.
I did, and it all went away because I don't use Excel for work.
Shoot.
But now I have something to use.
You'll
Excel
use it for play.
When Mr. Microsoft developed Excel, he never thought it would be for play.
We've gamed this system once again, everybody. That has been another whirlwind episode of How Embarrassing. And to all the little worms out there, ooh, until next time, keep wiggling!
Keep wiggling! Keep wiggling!
Thanks so much for listening to How Embarrassing Podcast. Go on Podcast Production. If you have an embarrassing story like the BS and How Embarrassing, send us an email at howembarrassingpodcast@gmail.com.
Komodo dragon.
Do you think the guy from Beastie Boys actually talked that way?
Yes.
What's like, the matter, like, Step Komodo dragon?
What are you doing here, Step Moto?
Step Moto.